Gareth Davies, Scarlett's scrum half retires from internationals aged 34, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-17T14:00:22.442Z, description colon Wales scrum half Gareth Davies announces his retirement from the international stage at the age of 34. Wales scrum half Davies retires from internationals, image source, Hutt Evans Agency image caption, Gareth Davies scored 17 tries in 77 Wales appearances and was an uncapped British and Irish Lions tourist, published, 1 hour ago, comments, Wales scrum half Gareth Davies has announced his retirement from the international stage at the age of 34. The Scarlets halfback won 77 Wales caps and toured twice with the British and Irish Lions in a test career that began in 2014 in South Africa. He helped Wales win a Six Nations Grand Slam in 2019 and the title in 2021 and scored a memorable winning try against England at Twickenham in the 2015 World Cup that contributed to the hosts exiting the tournament at the group stage. Davies has announced his decision 4 days before Wales boss Warren Gatland is due to name his squad for the nation's 2024 home autumn tests against Fiji, Australia and South Africa. D out as Dragons duo give Wales mixed fitness news. Published 1 day ago, Exeter lock Jenkins to miss Wales autumn series, published 2 days ago, Wales and Lions centre Davies retires from rugby, published 3 days ago, Davies' last Wales appearance came in their 36-35 win against the Queensland Reds in an uncapped fixture at Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane in July where he captained the side. Davies said on social media, "I've decided that, after 10 incredible years playing for Wales, I am retiring from international rugby. It was my childhood dream to represent my country and I have loved every moment in a Wales jersey. From winning my first cap on the summer tour back in 2014, to playing in 3 Rugby World Cups, winning a Six Nations Championship and a Grand Slam, it really has been special. Thank you to my family, my wife Katie, my friends and all the fans for their support over the past decade. It's been an honour to represent Wales and with this exciting young group of players coming through I feel now is the right time for me to step away from international rugby. I still have a lot to give to the game and I'm looking forward to the last few years of my club rugby career." Dialch. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, Gareth Davies, scrum v the warm-up reacts to scrum half international retirement. Wales boss Warren Gatland said, "Gareth has been a great player for Wales over the last decade and he has always given everything in the red jersey. There have been some really memorable moments, like his tries against England in the World Cup in 2015 and against Australia in the 2019 and 2023 World Cups. He and his family can be very proud of his international achievements. I know he still has a lot to give rugby and look forward to continuing to watch him play at club level." Last weekend Davies scored 2 tries as Scarlets won at Cardiff in the United Rugby Championship. He helped the West Wales team win the current competition SPR012 predecessor in 2017 with a win against Munster in Dublin. Scarlets head coach Dwayne Peel said, "Gareth has enjoyed an outstanding international career for Wales and the Lions. He has played in 3 World Cups, won 6 Nations titles and a Grand Slam and scored some incredible tries. I have enjoyed working with him and look forward to doing so at the Scarlets. He has been superb for us in the opening weeks of the season and still has a lot to offer us in terms of both playing and his leadership role here." Related topics, Welsh Rugby Scarlets Rugby Union, comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments. Top stories, live. T20 World Cup, Australia set South Africa 135 to win first semi-final, England on brink after poor start to Multan Chase, published 2 hours ago, how did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly, published 8 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, discovering how the cold has shaped our planet, Helen Chersky takes us on a spectacular journey to the extremes of the temperature scale. What's the fairest voting system? 2024 is the biggest election year in history, but which voting system is the fairest? Military drama starring Lacey Turner and Michelle Keegan, a female medic joins a tight-knit army unit as they fight for survival and face the unthinkable, a pioneering TV news service. Norway's TV BRA has a unique national news show presented by reporters who have learning disabilities or are autistic. Elsewhere in sport, how did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly? From Hart OP to England return, how Isiqui fought back. From Accrington Stanley to England number 2, who is all-round good egg Barry, what does Norris need to do to beat Vertappen, why the short contract? How will he play? Tuchel's England move explained, eliminated England aren't fit enough, Hartley, Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job, vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year, all too familiar as England crumble when it matters most, is there a danger of F1 becoming the best rich drivers? Meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Video: meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. Video: Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. I joked I'd give him £500 if he scored, but did Trent experiment work? Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Video: Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL, Cheptegei breaks marathon world record. Video: Cheptegei breaks marathon world record, are quadruple winning Wigan now the greatest? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live, terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window_underscore_underscore initial_data_equals backslash data backslash colon backslash global navigation country equals it and language equals engb and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash engb backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercial.